Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hold on. Let me get my mic right. Bop, 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 bop. Yeah. Hey, listen, welcome. Welcome and good day. You know what I'm saying? Happy Black History Month, even if I guess you choose to acknowledge it from a government standpoint, because the government telling you how to appreciate Black history is crazy work anyway. But we ain't even here for all of that. It's wrestling talk. The Royal Rumble was just last night in Indianapolis. Indianapolis was on fire. Shout out to everybody I saw out there. And we got a lot to talk about. The road to WrestleMania is officially on. And you looking for two people that can talk about it like nobody else in the world. And you're in the right place. So please, let's get ready for the first Black Champ podcast. And yes, you see it. I'm still the pick. Yeah, nothing changed after the PLE. Came from the port.
And I am JR Bang. Make sure you rate, like, subscribe, download wherever you get your favorite podcast. Barber's Chair Network is the home. Make sure you follow that on everything, including all of your social platforms. Make sure you follow that on wherever you get your favorite podcast. That as well. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at the FBCPOD. Get that merch. You see Camp got the hoodie on. Amen. It's a lot to talk about on this show. Sure. But before we get started, we're first Black Champ. So we got to talk about how Melo was the first Black first person eliminated. And if you looked at both, Royal Rumbles, the Black person was eliminated first. B-Fab was the first Black the first woman eliminated out of the Royal Rumble, and Melo was the first Black person eliminated in the Royal Rumble. Does Triple H has a sense of humor?
No, I mean, but hey, look, if y'all looking for the tie-in, hey, salute the Crispus Addicts, all right? hey, dig this. I never had them winning this. I never had them in the final four to six. It don't matter.
It didn't matter.
Now, listen. If there was a situation where they wanted Ron Simmons to come out there and be the first one eliminated by Karrion Kross, then you would have got me. But nah, y'all just want something to be mad at. I ain't here for it.
Also, it wouldn't be right for us to talk about what went down after the Royal Rumble. It was enough that I had to text Brando last night because I was waiting for the ESPN text. The most shocking trade in NBA history, Luka Doncic traded. Oh, you didn't see the text? You ain't see my text this morning?
No. Hey, listen, I went to sleep three times this morning. So I got up, it was 1:30. I got up, it was 4:30. And then it was like 8:27. So we're going
to
get,
I love getting natural reaction from Camp from the porch. So I need you to go up in the text group and look at the trade that went down in about 5, 4, 3, 2.
What? Hey, hell no. Nah. What?
Luka was traded to the LA Lakers for Anthony Davis. It was a number of picks and players involved. Yo. But the highlight of this trade, this shocking trade that went, it's like Rob Pelinka, the Lakers, Nico Harrison, the GM of the Dallas Mavericks, and the Dallas Mavericks ownership. It's like they watched the Royal Rumble and was like, hey, let's make a trade now.
Right.
And then after the trade, Beyonce announced her tour. And nobody really gave a shit. Because of the trade.
Wait, hey, look, I'm checking on Mark Cuban. Because I know he's not like...
He's not the majority of them anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, but that was his franchise pick. He was like, hey, look, on my way out, yo, I got you this dude. So I got to see what he's saying, if he's saying anything.
Yeah, I will.
Wow.
Yeah. I was about to go to sleep. Because it was a high off that Royal Rumble. And then it was a text I saw in the I Ain't Gonna Hold You group, and I was like, oh, hell no. Enough that Shams said in his tweet, this is real.
Right. I mean, not that Luka be the most healthiest person in the world, but at in 2025, I don't trade for Anthony Davis.
And Dallas offered the trade. They offered Luka up.
Yo, Luka must have smacked the shit out of somebody and was like, yo, I'm not playing with dude no more. And they was like, man, we can't have him. We actually kind of good.
I'm like, literally. I'm like,
yo, PJ, watch the numbers is up. Did you see this?
Man, look, I was about to go to sleep. I saw the text. I said, hell no. Nah. And then I grabbed my son. I said, read this. He damn near said, hell no. Nah. I woke up the wife. She said, oh, hell no. Nah. And then we turned it on ESPN. It's like, Brandon, I'm with you. I was waiting on the Brando text.
Bro. Yo, and hey, listen. Luka playing with LeBron gets scary by 2027.
I mean, if LeBron's there.
Well, I'm just talking about for Luka's progression.
Oh, for his.
Yeah.
His benefit.
Yeah. Like, because I do believe that even though, you know, we watch 123s a night, I do believe that the people that really want to play basketball be learning basketball.
So wait a minute. So here's the thing. It's the thing about the Luka thing. Like, remember, and Donnie just said it. Remember when they went to the finals and Michael Finley was like, no, give me that beer. Give me that beer. Like, one of the things that they said that the organization was upset with Luka about his conditioning. So to your point, if Luka was like, I'm going to be like LeBron and spend $2 million on my body, if Luka is giving you this, and he's not well conditioned.
Yeah.
Imagine if Luka had a six pack. Like, imagine if Luka had a six pack.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, he might start moving around like an actual 24, 25 year old.
Yeah. Wow. So we'll see what happens. But yep, big trade that happened last night in the NBA. Luka Doncic has been traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. Wow. And Anthony Davis is going to Dallas.
Wow, AD in Dallas. I don't even know what to say about that. I don't know. I feel like that's not over. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I have no idea what to say. But to move on to, let me just get this question out of here right now. I think both of us revere the 1992 Royal Rumble.
Yes.
I know that's my favorite Royal Rumble of all time. It's always the one that I go back to. It's not just because of star power, but the feuds that went into the people that were the stars in there. Did last night's Royal Rumble meet or exceed that for you?
Right now, I'm going to say meet it only because I think there's always something to be said about, you know, pops and dynamics and interactions. I think more shocking things happen in this Rumble than maybe in that 92 one, because, you know, you could say the biggest shock is in that last Royal Rumble, in that 92 Rumble, was that Hogan got eliminated. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could say, like, that's the one. But it set up something else, so I get it. But this one is some stuff that nobody called. Nobody called, no matter what the circumstance was. It's like, nah, you wouldn't have caught that. That was a shock. I ain't gonna lie. And I want to jump ahead, but
no, go ahead.
But Logan Paul eliminating CM Punk, I was like, oh, wait, hold up, whoa, hold the fuck up. Like, and don't get me wrong, I had him like eliminating like John Cena or Seth Rollins, I had him like one of them, but like, to eliminate CM Punk, granted, great move for added heat. Like, great, great move for added heat. But I was like, whoa, was that supposed to happen? That's how much I got over the moon for just that moment. Yo, hey, listen. If you would have told me Sami Zayn did it, boom, in there, would have thought it. But, dog, Logan Paul, that threw me for a loop.
But here's the other part. Here's the other part that I'll say. You got to think of, let's think of the storyteller. What did CM Punk say on SmackDown to Kevin Owens? You lost to Logan Paul. Yeah. Laughed at him. Like, that's, man, true. You lost to Logan Paul.
He's like, hey, so look, Logan Paul was like, hey, back. You want to lose to me too? Bet. We can run that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all good.
I'll even throw another one out there that surprised me and shocked me. It surprised me and shocked me about how CM Punk went down.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and Seth Rollins went down. And how overall, Roman Reigns took the heat and the bump.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I couldn't get to my phone fast enough because I was actually intent in watching it. But my tweet was supposed to be, yo, Seth Rollins tried to kill Roman Reigns tonight. Because, hey, that first up on the floor, that was a thud.
Yes.
That was a thud. That wasn't a sell. That was a thud.
And Paul Heyman said, on the concrete. On the concrete.
Hey, Brandon, you're right. Right.
I was laughing my ass off. He said, on the concrete.
Yeah, man. Yo,
like,
man.
Like, damn, you tripping right now. Like, dog. That right there, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, damn, I think Seth Rollins tried to kill dude. I was like, but see, this is why I do like on the road to WrestleMania. Anytime we can get Rollins versus Roman or Reigns, I'm sorry, Rollins versus Reigns, I'm here for it. I don't, I'm never against that being like the head up PLE event or main event or, you know, one of the marquee matches. But hey, look, this is a hashtag Bang Be Knowing moment for sure. Because the way that section of the Rumble broke down, ain't no way we getting what you brought up, I think, 3 months ago now? in November, maybe late October. So, this mic froze? I think so. Well, look, I'm going to keep talking until he get back. But yes, hey, man, the a lot of surprises in that Royal Rumble. A lot of surprises. I think that was a big part. Hold on. He just texted me. We'll get back to the show, y'all. No worries. All right, cool. So, Royal Rumble. Compared to 92, that's like off the rip. I get it. Because, you know, unlike this one, you don't see like what Tenryu and Kensuke Sasaki or just like people that you know ain't got a shot in hell. And winning the Rumble, you really had a lot of major players. You like got a lot of heavy hitters. I was happy to see AJ was back. Like, that's how you use a pick that you maybe not want somebody to win the Rumble with, right? Use it like on AJ Styles. Don't give me, you know, Wade Barrett in the Rumble or something like that. I know we didn't mention them on the last pod, but I definitely thought Joe Hendry would be in it. But that's, again, those aren't really bad picks to me. Those aren't picks that you can necessarily say, oh, why is he here? It's like, dog, he's practically WWE right now. So there's no reason to, you know, be upset at anything related to like a Joe Hendry or an AJ Styles being in the Royal Rumble. It's just not necessary. I think that this was a great Rumble. I'm not mad at anybody putting it in or near the top five right now. But, you know, to put it at the top spot, I get it. But now let's just relax. Let's just relax. We're here. Hey, Donnie, thank you. Man, I wish I don't have the function on my side to add you to this. But yes, hey, I feel like Triple H heard our prediction show. I feel like the WWE, like, just staff heard our prediction show. This Royal Rumble, the men's Royal Rumble specifically, this is one of my just crowning jewel of podcast moments. I'm clipping up everything I said about Jey Uso won this Royal Rumble and putting it on my YouTube channel, because I don't think I've been that accurate in a while and maybe ever. I don't think I've ever been that accurate, especially on the Royal Rumble. I've been dead wrong. So I relish in that reality of just like, yo, they really did this. Main event Jey Uso, the most star-studded, right? They literally every main event headliner of what the last damn like 10 WrestleManias or the last 10 WrestleManias,
hey,
were in there, and he drew 20. When I seen he drew 20, I was like, oh, I'm right. I was like, ain't no way Jey Uso ain't winning this from 20. No way.
Yo, look, what up? Welcome back. Look, yeah, first of all, welcome back. Having some technical issues, so yeah. I had to pop out. The second part is, hey, I heard what you said coming in. Yes, you were 110% right. And here's the thing. I wasn't mad at following behind you on that one, because something told me it was going to be Jey Uso. And you want to know what told me that? Like, you want to know what was like the finisher? The fact that he lost at Saturday Night's main event.
So
I think a lot of people was upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I stepped back, I was like, this might be a precursor to something.
Yeah. So dig it. Not only do I look at that moment, right? Saturday Night's main event and the loss, because wow. Because I literally, he went through the motions. Like, we had the moment and he kicked out and that building left. So fast forward, Monday Night Raw was when, like, okay, no way we're allowing this for no reason. That was the first time in my wrestling life that in the middle of a show, a dude with no title comes out with some famous rapper in one of the blackest cities, and they just let his music play three times before he even say anything. Like, that's Jey Uso did a segment where he cut maybe a 90-second promo, but he was out there for 5 minutes or more. And I'm like, why are they giving them so much TV time? Ain't no way. I was like, yo, no. When I saw that for sure, I was like, nah, he's winning the Royal Rumble.
So here's the thing for me. While I agree with you, the thing that I was looking at was, and I meant to text this to you last night. Is Jey Uso Jake the Snake Roberts over?
Yes. Yes.
So the reason why I said that is because Jake the Snake Roberts never needed a title. True. He even famously said in his documentary is that he was so over, he did not need a title.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jey Uso was getting to the point where he was so over and the bloodline was so much of the bloodline, he didn't need a belt.
Yeah, see, nah, that's to that. I only disagree with that because they call him the main event Jey Uso.
No, I'm with you. Believe me, I'm with you. But it was just, yo, he's so over. Do he need to be Gunther?
Yeah.
Like, to me, Jey Uso was one of the few people, in my opinion, that just didn't need a title. Because what the title, you make You make the title. The title don't make you.
For sure. For sure.
Gunther, I think, needs the title.
Okay.
Other people need the title to make them.
Okay.
I think Jey Uso's bigger than the small title. And that's why Jey Uso, when he first got the Raw, put the small world championship on him. Now, he's bigger than the belt that you're going to have him fight for. It's in my opinion, is big enough to go up against Cody. Or, now I was going to save this for later in the show, but you went there. Or, scrap my triple threat idea, because if they do a triple threat, I am the only person on this internet that even said CM Punk, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, triple threat. I said that shit weeks ago.
2 months ago, really?
Months ago. Now, with Jey Uso winning the Royal Rumble, they have to finish the story, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. To me, Jey Uso doing a return match with Gunther don't make no sense.
Yeah, I feel
to me, the only match that makes sense for Jey is to go up against Roman. And they not going to do that. And that's why, that is the only reason why I feel like I'm happy for Jey. Mm-hmm. Don't want nobody to think I'm happy for Jey. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have said he's going to win it if I didn't want him to win it. Mm-hmm. The problem is I don't want it to be Jey versus Gunther.
No, for sure.
I want it to be Jey versus his cousin in a match that makes that belt matter for something. The little belt, you already know. I said that's the Super Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah, that's true.
I've already said that. So unless it's Jey Cody or Jey Roman, I don't give a shit. We'll see what happens though.
Hey, listen, I'm with you. There's two things I see. One, I love what Brandon said. So I'm gonna literally reiterate that because that's what I was thinking. Like, it all makes sense for this to be Jey Cody since Cody won. And since I originally said, hey, look, I had Kevin Owens winning, so it was going to be Cody and Jey, but for that title, so just distribute the weight there, I guess, if you need to. But here's the thing about the World Heavyweight Championship, though, to me. The only real superstar to have it has been Seth Rollins. The belt needs another superstar. And while I am 1,000,000,000% with you, I don't like the fact that it could be Jey versus Gunther at WrestleMania, because I think WrestleMania was enough. Saturday Night's Main Event was enough. I think Raw was enough. I just think that's just done. You know what I'm saying? So with that, for me, I'm thinking Gunther's title is up at the chamber, and he don't keep it.
Bingo. That's, to me, Gunther has to lose the title. To me, there's only one person he needs to lose that title to. He needs to lose that title to Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
And Roman is looking across his cousin and saying, hey, I'm still the tribal chief here. You got to beat me to get to it. And you've said for damn near 4 years, once they start moving Jey into that, you've been saying, in order for Jey to get what he needs to get, he got to go over on Roman. And you've also said that the story ain't technically finished until Jey becomes the tribal chief.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And you know what? And because bloodline business has broke down. Solo's gone. Jacob's abandoned it. Because like that was the one to be worried about. Jimmy's trying to figure out who he is now. And this whole mess up. And you know what? Not for nothing. You can't tell me with all this transfer portal news that Roman Reigns just ain't on Raw now.
Oh yeah,
I think he's on Raw, and we just not saying it.
Yeah,
and because that's, and even though on the scale of popularity, it's not even close. But that is why Damian Priest is going to SmackDown. That is why you see in certain faces on SmackDown now, they making room for Roman on Raw. So, to me, I look at Elimination Chamber. I see Gunther, Seth, Roman, Punk, and I, because it's transfer portal, LA Knight, and Logan Paul. Like, that's who I see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I don't know if you saw the video on Instagram where Big Jim and Jacob congratulated him.
Yeah.
Now, one, look. I know y'all supposed to say, but they're supposed to be rivals. No, nigga, that's...
No, they're not, though.
That's their family.
Yeah. See that? See that? See? See, that's the thing. The Bloodline Civil War, that wouldn't heel versus face. That was family disagreeing.
Yeah.
That, like... You might fight one of your cousins, but y'all both going to the reunion, and you congratulate them if you graduate college or something like that. Yeah. You get a promotion, like you're gonna do it.
Like, you might be like,
"Yeah, man, you was on some whole ass shit, but yeah, man, that was good shit though. That was good shit you did, but you was on some whole shit though a couple months ago. That's what.
That is. You was on some whole shit, but you know what? You know what? We about to eat this barbecue.
Yep,
mama, I don't need mama getting mad. I don't need dad trying to start shit because you know how Rikishi could be.
Right.
You know, I don't need your daddy and Rikishi be. No, I don't need all that shit. Like, yeah. That's my only thing. Yeah. I get it. I love it. I just don't want it to be Gunther versus Jay. I need it to be Gunther versus Cody. And based off of what we saw last night, we're going to talk about this a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Hey, Cody might be inching closer to homeland of Cody. So yeah. He might be like, fuck all y'all anyway. This shit's best for me. But let's transition a little bit. I mean, we've kind of basically talked about who Jay should face or could face. He could right now, the champions are Cody and Gunther. He talked about both during the scrum last night. They asked him about it, and he said at first he was thinking Gunther all day, like, I gotta go ahead and go against Gunther. But more I think about it, like, you know, hey, man, might have to square up against the homie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, when you look at things, we still got Elimination Chamber coming. Mm-hmm. Gunther has to defend his title.
Mm-hmm.
He got to defend his title. I don't lie, I'm kind of tired of them, like, Gunther defending his title on national TV before the pay-per-view. Like, stop doing that shit.
Yeah.
But
that is interesting how they maneuvering that.
Yeah, like, man, get the fuck off that shit. But going back to the Rumble, you got Elimination Chamber. You got Cena's comments about the Elimination Chamber that we'll get into. You got Cody and Gunther currently as the champions right now. Mm-hmm. You got Elimination Chamber coming up, so anything can happen. So we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Any standouts in the Royal Rumble not named Jacob Fatu?
Standouts. Man, you know. No, not standouts. Because and I'm only saying that because I think the bar for standout is high. Like it's officially been high. And you know, when you say standouts at the Royal for me now, again, we're from the era of wow, Bob Backlund is literally my age and he lasted as long as he did. Then you got Flair winning it. You got Yokozuna's performance, but then you got Shawn Michaels and the British Bulldog back-to-back years, just them being up there. And then you have, hey, look, when eliminations became a thing, who was that? I think Diesel, and then Kane, and then fast forward, Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre, Brock Lesnar. Like, there's, we underrate probably a tad Brock Lesnar's one performance when he threw out half the Royal Rumble and was out there by himself. Like, we underrate that because it's Brock Lesnar, and low-key we expect it, but to actually watch it, that was hard. Rewind just a tad. Hey, Steve Austin's first performance. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? He checking his watch, doing push-ups and shit. So, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I ain't saying people ain't cooked last night, but I have to watch it again because I don't like to be a prisoner of the moment. I am going to watch this again.
Yeah.
But I didn't see that, in my opinion, last night.
Yeah, I saw it in Jacob. That's why I said not named Jacob. Yeah. But outside of Jacob, I love Bron Breakker's moment because he killed that boy. Like, Bron Breakker killed that boy because it was, look, you go follow his daddy. Go Rick and Scott them. They, I don't think they too much of a fan of Black History Month. Well, they're MAGA very least. I'm just saying that they probably came down and Bron was like, Bron looked at like Osho Speed like he was meat. He looked at him like Nick and Joey Bosa look at black quarterbacks and was like, y'all about to spear this kid. But I give Osho Speed all of the credit in the world. Osho Speed may have that boy looked legitimately hurt.
Yeah.
And hey, it looked and the speed of which Bron Breakker did that shit. First of all, let me just say this. Even though it wasn't stand out, because I don't think he was in there long enough to stand out.
Yeah.
Bron Breakker is the aggressive version of Shelton Benjamin in the Royal Rumble.
Hey.
If you don't know what I mean, here's what I mean by this. Shelton Benjamin do all little flashy spots. Kofi Kingston, too. Do all little flashy spots. Hey, you know, jump on some shit so they don't touch the ground and all of that. Mm-hmm. Bron Breakker's is Spears.
Yeah.
And the way he speared Osho Speed, the way he did it, is Kane Pete Rose-esque.
Yeah.
But he also speared the shit out of Roman Reigns, too. So I'm gonna put something together here. Mm. There was a report last night, and I got to rewatch this Rumble again just for this. It was a report last night that came out after the Rumble that Drew McIntyre was pissed. And he was like, yo, somebody just had to get their moves off. Somebody just had to get their moves off, man. They wanted to put themselves up. They want to put themselves over. And they said he wasn't the only one that felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
I got to rewatch the Royal Rumble, but you can't tell me right now that ain't Bron Breakker.
But, hey, right. Hey, listen. Hey. And, see, this is why I'm torn. Because I think Bron Breakker did exactly what he needed to do.
Right.
to break out the 10 into the 5. Because, hey, he wasn't at the end of the Rumble.
Nice.
So he's going to be like, well, look, if I ain't going to be at the end of this bitch, you damn sure going to remember I was here.
And you did.
And I'm not mad at that.
And only person that I could really think of, like, maybe you talking about Damian Priest, but I was like, nah, because Damian Priest didn't do shit memorable to me.
Yeah, but
like memorable him. Enough.
Yeah, no. But what he didn't remember was eliminate Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, that was it.
And the camera didn't catch it.
Right. That was it. But I didn't see from my eye, like, Damian Priest is trying to get his joints off. Yeah. Jacob Fatu did Jacob Fatu things.
For sure.
Braun Strowman said, you could have fucking killed me, nigga. I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
I laughed so hard when I heard Braun Strowman said, you could have fucking killed me. I was like,
because what?
He hurt.
A white man being that big saying that is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I was like, yo, Braun Strowman's real hurt right now. He's,
oh, man.
You could have fucking killed me. Like, it's wrestling. That's kind of the point. Like, that's what we want to see. Matter of fact, everybody be trying to kill you because you big ass nigga. Like, why is me? But the only person I could think of that I was just like, I maybe he just hit a nigga too hard with a spear. is Bron Breakker.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So I wouldn't be surprised if Bron Breakker is the person that Drew McIntyre was, and everybody was like, yo, he doing too much. He trying to get himself over.
Yeah, it worked, hey, though. Listen. Yeah, he was definitely on 23 miles an hour last night. That, yeah. that was a fact. Hey, look. See, I don't like Drew McIntyre doing that. I don't like him doing that. You can't do that. Because, hey, bro, you were called the chosen one, and you had to do something. Hey, look.
Yeah.
Hey, Bron Breakker is doing exactly what he needs to do because he's at the top of tier B to me. So like again, he's probably not going to be on a lot of posters, but there, I think if you survey a crowd at any WWE event and they ask who you here to see, I think it's going to be way more Bron Breakker name drops than a lot of the other people that hierarchy wise are over him right now. So he just giving them what they came to see, bro. Right. Like you now, can't.
And now J-Rock says that Bron was not in when Drew got eliminated. We talking about it. We just simply talking about if they was in there at the same time.
Yeah.
If they was in there at the same time, that solidifies my pick. Because the only other person it could be is Jacob Fatu, especially if Braun Strowman, like, you could have fucking killed me.
Yeah. Hey. This is also locker room talk, yeah. Spilling out to the mics if and the scrums and all that. Yeah, if this it's is true.
Because Dave Meltzer said that one person was not coming back at all, and that person ended up coming back and probably got one of the biggest pops of the night. So.
Dang. You know what I'm saying? You know,
but I'm just saying that I didn't see nobody outside of Braun Strowman. I mean, excuse me. Drew. I didn't see anybody outside of Bron Breakker that made me go, hey, man, they play too much right now.
Yeah. Now, hey, listen. Too rough. Listen, this is nothing no different than, what was it, 2016 Nia Jax, when all of a sudden girls were like, oh, she's hurting everybody.
Right.
Even the people that went in the matches with her, they was like, well, but she's hurting girls.
Right. So
like this is what this is. We're not saying that, oh shit, we fresh off the Rumble. Hey, yo, man, I got to tell you how Jacob hurt me. He was like, yeah, he could have hurt everybody else.
And we're not saying we believe the report. I'm just saying that when you read the report and you see how niggas was getting speared out their damn cleats. I mean, because Roman looked legit hurt. Hey,
it was some CTE testing last night. It was some CTE testing.
I will say this. Roman Reigns, for him to be the tribal chief and the bad guy, and my man put you over in a move. That man looked like, that man looked at Bron Breakker like, the fuck? Shit. What the fuck? Get your ass out. Now,
Penta.
But see, Penta was laid up in the fucking corner most of the time.
That's true.
Like, he was going crazy, but I knew Penta was gonna last longer because he had the corner spot. Like, they put, anytime you see a motherfucker just slide to the,
yeah, just kind of watching the action survey.
He gonna be in the rubble for 40 minutes. He motherfucker just be on the corner. He just keep going to the corner. Motherfucker just clothesline him. He just slides. Just be looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, but not for nothing. Hey, listen. What the fact that we are able to detail this in conversation means that this was a pretty stiff Rumble, and I'm not mad at it. And that's and with it being such a stiff Rumble in a lot of ways, I think this is kind of restoring the feeling. I think this is why we are talking about, oh, is this better than 92? Is it better than this one or that one? Like, because you need moments. You need moments. But I'll say on the Royal Rumble, just on watch one, you know what I'm saying? On watch one, it's worthy of being memorable. And I say that because sometimes until they said it, I forgot Seth Rollins won the 2019.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that wasn't that long ago.
Royal Rumbles, out of every PLE/pay-per-view is probably the least rewatchable pay-per-view for me. Mm. The older ones I could watch, but once you start getting, like, I, for the first time last year, well, for the first time, rewatched the Royal Rumble where Roman put the title on the line. I'm like, oh, I forgot about this one.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that one since it happened.
Yeah, right, yeah. This one is very much rewatchable, especially for this moment right here. And Brando said it. When they did this shit, Cena, Roman, Punk, Seth, all in the ring at one time, like they just kept rolling them out. Yeah. I said, oh shit, that made me remember 1992.
Yeah.
Because Ric Flair ass was in that motherfucking corner. And you just kept rolling them out, rolling them out, rolling them out, rolling them out. Penta, that's why I was like, I don't know if it could be him. Because once they did that little roll right there, that motherfucker was in the corner with that blue shit on just. Por qué?
Hey, y'all.
Por qué? Por qué? Penta just. Penta whole. Hey, no. I fuck with Penta heavy. Hey, I am a big. I've always been a big fan. But when they hit that little murderous rope, Penta ass. Por qué? Adios mio.
Yo. Yo, you gonna get ice. You about to get ice on Penta ass. Relax.
Adios mio.
Yo, you gotta relax.
Mexican relax. Power driver. Hey, let's go.
Oh, like, man. Let's go.
Like, yo, hey, all I'm saying, hey, that moment right there, what did you think when you saw the murderer's row of Cena, Roman, Punk, Seth, all in the ring at the same time?
Man, hey, listen, no joke. It's on first listen. I was like, and Jay's still in there. You don't see him, but Jay is in there. And I was like, yo, this is exactly what I'm talking about. See, because what does matter in the Royal Rumble is who's in the ring and who stays in the ring while you in the ring. So literally, he came out and was like, oh, wow, every main eventer is out here with main event Jey Uso. Now, it sets up great story because we do want to see, like, I want to see it. What does happen when the six guys that are like, I'm about to win the Royal Rumble, I'm about to headline WrestleMania again or for the first time, I'm going to face Cody. You got Punk, you got Cena, you got Roman, you got Seth. And it's like, okay, yeah, all y'all got to make a move. All y'all got to make a decision. It's like, what's the decision? I absolutely love that. And wildly enough, we literally don't get that often. We literally don't get that even in Royal Rumbles. We don't get that moment where all of the top guys of what shit, the last 15 years, 20, no, no, I'm sorry, 2025, of the last 20 years. We don't get the top guys of the last 20 years in one ring often for anything, let alone on the card. So to have them all in that Royal Rumble in that moment, that was honestly incredible. That was probably worth the price of admission, even if who you picked or wanted to pick didn't win.
Yeah, To that callback, yes, I always pay attention to who's in the ring when the heavy hitters are in there. Because to me, it's also not about winning the Royal Rumble. It's who is in that top four.
Yep.
Like, for example, for the women, seeing Roxanne Perez in that top three, I was like, okay, they got some plans. They got some plans. Jay knew it. Like, when it was top four, I was like, okay, but I had money because the pool, shouts out to Nails. I had number 23 Cena came in at number 23. I was like, run me my coins, Jack. I just was like, nah, we not doing this. When it was him and Jay, I said, fuck. They not gonna pull the trigger.
Bro.
But even seeing stuff like when Logan Paul was 30, I was like, yeah, he ain't winning. No, yeah. He ain't winning shit. But I was nervous. Cause I was like, man, TKO might push that button. He got that damn reality show on HBO Max now and shit. And he's supposed to be doing some other shit. TKO might push that button. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, hey, Triple H, I know what you want for wrestling's sake.
Yeah.
We want Logan Paul plus 47.
Yeah. It'd be a good look. Hey, if this was literally like the beginning of WrestleMania. That'd be cool. But hey, I will say this, amongst us wrestling fans, we saluting Logan Paul. He doing his mother crushing thing. But bro, if he would have won that shit last night, I would have raised hell. I ain't gonna lie. Now that would have pissed me off. I ain't gonna cap. And I like, as a wrestler, I like Logan Paul. I don't know what he was doing at the inauguration. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But in the aspect of the world of wrestling, hell no. Okay. That was the only one that couldn't happen. And I love that it was down to Jay and John Cena, because hey, that's the ultimate heat check. Is main event Jay Uso just as hot, if not hotter, than retirement year John Cena? Like, everybody has said they want John Cena to get an Oscar run on the way out. They want him to win the Royal Rumble. They want him to win at WrestleMania. They want him to make, I guess, lose and then win Money in the Bank, cash in and win the other title. They want John Cena to win every single match and at least get two more title runs.
So he checked. Probably the best he checked. Mm-hmm. My son.
Okay.
So we're watching it, and I see him chanting for Jey Uso.
Mm.
But then it was Jey Uso and John Cena. And I look at him, I say, who you want to win? He said, I don't know. That's when I knew Jey Uso was going to win.
Mm.
It's one thing to say, if you really want John Cena to win, you're going to say John Cena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the fact that you say, I don't know, means Jay is over more than what you think.
Yeah, absolutely.
The fact that he said, I don't know, that let me know everything that I needed to know. And even though I was upset because I missed out on the bread.
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, yeah, and we picked him, so I'm happy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? First Black Champ podcast, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what the other prediction show said. I feel like everybody heavy towards CM Punk or
everybody said CM Punk or John Cena. Said CM Punk or John Cena. I did, because I know this, because everybody said shocking surprise that Jey Uso, the biggest upset, all of that No.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio still the biggest upset. No.
Facts.
We on this podcast said that Jey Uso, and I'll bow out here. That man right there kept it consistent. I started as I always do, a month before, what the fuck? before the Rumble, I start my standings. I said Punk, then I said Cena. I changed it to Jey Uso at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that was because of Saturday night's main event.
For sure.
But my co-host, Cam from the Port, been there.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey.
Been there.
FBC. We them. Hey,
you
listen.
Know what that remind me of when you did that?
Yeah. Oh, hey. Y'all. Hey, damn. Subconsciously, that's probably what I remember.
Right.
Oh, shit. But. Yeah, man. Hey, look, and that's the world of unconventional wrestling talk, bro. Like, that's literally what it is. Like, we see the game and we see how it is, but at the same time, again, and we're still wrestling fans. I don't want y'all to ever get it confused. We are wrestling fans first. We're not analysts. We're not trying to give you the correct McDonald's answers, if you will. I actually got that from Seth Rollins. We're not trying to give you the McDonald's answers when it comes to these PLEs. Like, we like the excitement. We like the pomp and circumstance. We like the aspect of twisting your mind and making wrestling even more fun within what you already know and don't expect. And plus, again, man, hey, look, just go back in time. They didn't let Steve Austin's music, the glass didn't break 3 and 4 damn times on Raw while he just did nothing but stand on the announce table and say, damn, I lost, but I'm going to be the champ one day. Yeah. and I'm entering the Royal Rumble. They don't let people do that. They wasted. And I'm sorry to say wasted, but there's a lot of TV time in Atlanta. That was like 7 minutes.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. So let's go ahead and move on to the Women's Royal Rumble real quick. So Charlotte Flair, we did pick, well, you picked Io Sky.
Yes.
I picked Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, I was a little heartbroken.
Yeah, I was conventional wisdom.
Yeah, I was, okay, Women's Royal Rumble. I heard Io's music hit, I was like, damn. I'm torn for two reasons, right? One, because they do the coast-to-coast story line too many times. So, like, off the rip, I'm like, I don't want to see the first or second woman win the Rumble. I don't. And I was like, damn. So that means Io Sky, like, I either want to be wrong or I want to be right for the reasons I don't like anymore. So I kind of knew it was a wrap.
Yeah.
And then when Liv was second, I was like, oh, so we're going to put all the girls that made themselves hot at the front of the Rumble. I was like, okay. And honestly, right there, I was like, Charlotte Flair must be showing up and winning this Rumble.
Yeah. So was she the right choice?
Man, you know me. I'm going to say no. Look, love the finish. Don't like the result. Just square biz.
I don't mind the result if we get her versus Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah.
That, I think, is a match made in heaven. If they try to give us Charlotte versus Rhea again, I'll throw up.
Mm. I feel that.
I'll throw up. But Charlotte and Tiffy.
Mm-hmm. See, my thing.
Take them $40.
I get it. Don't get me wrong. Y'all may start to think, like, I don't like Charlotte Flair. And that's really not the truth. My thing is, though, I'm tired of hearing about how great the women's division is and we're using the same women for shit. That's just where I'm at with it. I don't like that no matter what, all roads lead to the four horsewomen. Even though we're supposed to believe that Roxanne Perez is so great and that Lyra Valkyra is so great and that Lash Legend is next. Like, there's, and don't get me wrong, the women need their time. They need to go on the run, but it don't seem like we're creating enough stories for them to have runs.
Yeah.
You know, so that's it. I mean, hey, look, you picking, Charlotte Flair winning a Royal Rumble, Charlotte Flair in the main event, it's never a bad idea. It's never a bad idea. It's not like you're making a mistake. It's just that, damn, for the people that's been around, I just wanted something else. I just wanted something else. That's all. And it's not even me. So, you know, it's no real hate. It's no shade and nothing crazy like that. I ain't about to go off and go crazy like, you know, some of the incels be, but I just, hey, look, I was down once it got down to it because my 1A pick was Nia Jax. I just didn't say it.
Hey, I'm tired of them putting Nia Jax at the end of the Rumble. It made me feel like they're doing it because she heavy set.
Hey, see, so now let's get to the real conversation I want to have.
What's that?
I'm tired of Nia Jax just being Royal Rumble. She is the Andre the Giant of the Royal Rumble. She gonna come in there, be big and dominant, all the face-offs. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She get to throw a couple people out, showboat, but then eventually, seven people getting her out of there. or trying to. At least they let her do the, like they used to do for, like, you know, Kane, I think, one year, and then, like, that those two times The Undertaker was in the Royal Rumble or whatever. But I'm tired of Nia Jax being the dominant spot to only almost win. Like, spoiler alert, most, unless injury or happenstance happens, I'm picking Nia Jax to win the 2026 Royal Rumble. just throw it out there now. I'm picking her now because I'm tired of seeing that. If, when is she gonna get in here, dominate from front to back, and like, it's like, no, you just can't throw me out. You can't throw me out. Like, now, this time, I want to see when that happens, a girl needs to get eliminated. She needs to get two people eliminated when she and throw up, and then, like, somebody got to go over the rope, man.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing her come in at, like, 25 to 30, only to be, like, the second or third to last person out. What else?
But see, Donnie, that's why I think it would have been even better. Like, really give her the two-year run of dominance. Like, yeah, her 2024 was amazing. And, hey, shit, if nothing else, that's why you win the Royal Rumble. Because, hey, yo, 2024 was so lit, I think I'm going to do this again. Yeah, at least get her to WrestleMania.
Yeah. We did get a surprise in Trish Stratus. Yeah. I don't mind seeing Trish. I'm cool on the Kelly Kellys and the Michelle McCools and shit. If I would have heard you're not enough for me, I would have walked out.
Yeah.
Undertaker's nothing against your wife. Nah. It's just your wife's very overrated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at you, Taker. Your wife is a very overrated part of the women's side of the WWE. So to see her get in because y'all there, like, because you showed up that night, you made it a family night.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see that. Hell, Mickie James was in the building, and she wasn't in the match. I was cool with that.
Fine with that. Trish. Even though she's the one that's active. So I actually would have rather seen her.
Right. Trish, I was cool with. Mm-hmm. Alexa Bliss. Shouts out to my man, Teron, who said that baby took her ass and I was dying.
Hey, but when she came out, I was like, yo, this fool that did it fucking get. when I saw her, because I didn't think she was going up. I didn't think she was showing up. And then I seen like some posts, because you never know what's real and what's fake on the internet. They said that she was not in negotiations and she still wasn't healed and all this. I was like, oh, wow. I was like, so dang.
Yeah, remember last show, dude was in the comments like, no, she's injured. She's not going to show up.
Right, yeah. And I was like, man, you know what? Just in case, let my mans get another pick just in case. He picked the IR, picked the DNP. We don't know, but let's just see. And so, hey, so either way, you pick the damn winner. And that's what that mattered. First black champ, we swept.
Yeah, but hey, that man says, yo, that baby took her booty away. I said,
yikes.
I said, man, she got to get back in ring shape, fam. Let's not, she a mother, you know, right now. She got to get back active. You know what I'm saying? Let's get that. But Nikki Bella at number, Nikki Bella at number 30. Hey, she did the role hard as hell, though.
Yeah.
That she did. That motherfucker. Wow. I was like, okay. She trying to make a statement tonight.
Yeah.
But what are your thoughts about Nikki Bella?
Okay. So
I got whatever I gotta say is can't be here.
Okay. Well then I'm just gonna go for it then.
I can't be here. I can't because it's gonna sound go ahead.
Yeah, look. So look. Nikki Bella, first of all, in just real life, I love Nikki Bella. She was the reason why I watched Total Divas. She said some things to John Cena in the comfort of their home where I was like, yo, I'm going to risk it all no matter what happens if I see her, because I want her to talk to me like that about wearing this outfit. But even though she had a run, even though she's probably one, she'll probably go down in history as literally one of the most popular women in wrestling ever. That was a letdown in so many ways, because again, look what we watching. We're in the midst of, you know, Charlotte Flair out there, Bayley out there, Nia Jax out there, Roxanne out there. I think Naomi was out there still. And here comes damn Nikki Bella, the woman that blurred the line between diva and wrestler. So you got to give her that, right? You know, she's one of the ones that really blurred the line. And don't get me wrong, y'all, because I was born in the 80s, nigga. I get what y'all saying about Trish and Lita, but that was when it was starting. Nikki Bella's the evolution of Trish and Lita. And then you got, now she's with the whole new wave of the girls that come in as wrestlers first. So for her to be number 30, to me, it was just like, damn, y'all could have saved this for 15, 5, 10. Hey, she could have been one. Or two. I think you get the same pop. I think you get a better pop if she's number one versus number 30. Because one thing that, unfortunately, about 30 in the Royal Rumble, most likely, and I'm going to say 85% of the time or more, that person ain't got a shot in hell in winning. They just out there too. And nothing screamed that more than, you can look, but you can't touch. And I was like, oh. Damn. But love the entrance, though. Love the fact that she still like to simulate like she flashing us, because I'm here for that.
She did that roll hard as hell, fam.
You know what I'm saying? Hit the body roll on you. I'm like, okay, here for that. Again, nothing about the aesthetic, the appearance, and even her just showing up, being there. But again, hey, look, I'm not changing my script from Thursday. I don't like inactive women taking away the moments that could be given to all these women who are supposed to be great, who are supposed to be next, who are supposed to be the ones we need to look out for. It just don't do it for me.
I didn't mind the two that I saw, as long as none of them won and was like a big determining factor. Mm-hmm. Based off of what I've seen in the WWE women's division, they got them out. Look, my favorite moment is the Black History moment, when you had Naomi, Bianca Belair, Jada Parker, and Lash Legend, talking like, hey girl, hey, we gonna whoop y'all ass though. And then Chelsea Green just walking in the middle of it. Just like a Karen.
You know what I'm
saying? And they whooped their ass. You could put Lift Every Voice and Sing behind that.
Yeah.
It's a good, absolutely. First day of Black History Month. Hey, B-Fab didn't make it, but we got this moment. I was cool at that.
Not enough cake.
You say what?
Not enough cake.
Yeah.
That was a cake factory. That was Hostess.
Yeah, that was
Hostess in the flesh.
Yeah, that was, man. I don't want to talk too much.
We're going to rewatch the Rumble today, you know?
Yeah. Outside of Roxanne Perez, any standouts? No, fuck that. Before we go, that Royal Rumble was very cheeked up.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I will say, if you watch that Royal Rumble, they was, like, rest in peace to our man, Teddy Ray. Hey, they was double cheeked up.
Yeah.
Like, it was
on a Saturday night in Naptown.
Stephanie Vaquer, how you say that shit? Now, I remember seeing her at Windy City Riot. And I was like, yo, who is that hood? Oh, you don't know? Oh, I got my introduction that night.
Thanks.
Nice. So, no, the world was represented. And yeah. But outside of Roxanne Perez, any standouts? Because Roxanne Perez was definitely a major standout, and I feel like she's definitely going to have a title soon on the main roster.
Yeah. Standouts. Again, I want to watch a second time for sure. No, you know what? I'll say a lot of things I kind of expected. Like, again, once you kick it off with EO and Liv, I was like, okay, it's going to be more about the work, you know?
Raquel Rodriguez needs some new, she needs some new rain gear.
For sure. Hey, you know what? I don't want to call them the wrong name, but the women that are LGBTQA plus friendly, what's their names? Shayna Baszler and Homegirl and is it what? Tori? I forget her name. But I heard she's biracial too.
She is. She's a Nubian queen. You talking about the pure fuse and collective.
Yeah, they need to change that shit.
Zoe Stark, Shayna Baszler, and Sonya.
Yeah, the stud line. Let's go with the stud line. that was a pretty decent. That was pretty decent for them. You know what I mean? I'm not mad at the stud line doing their thing.
Shayna Baszler looked like she had just woke up.
Yeah,
and was like, "Oh, the Royal Rumble tonight. I'm just gonna go straight from my bed to the ring. I'm gonna put these Doc Martens on and wrestle tonight."
You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, look, hey, you know, as somebody that wasn't like super over the moon about Shayna Baszler, but I will say this: I don't like what she's become. Like, damn, she's gonna go back to NXT.
Man, if there was somebody in the WWE that had an epic fall off,
yeah, man,
it is Shayna Baszler. Shayna Baszler eliminated everybody in the Elimination Chamber. She's the only person that turned the Elimination Chamber to a squash match.
Yeah.
And look what she at right now. I don't know. They need to fix that. Or future endeavor her.
Yeah.
Because this right here, World Rumble tonight? Shit, man.
So you know,
then put these Doc Martens on. The luster, the aura of her is gone.
Yeah,
and I don't think you can ever get that back.
Yeah, and somebody got to explain that. See, you know, because that was one of Triple H's, right? One of his in his original stable. So, I need the Doc. I officially need the Doc on this one because, you know, if she was a black woman, we'd be raised in hell. See, white people, they don't care. They don't give a shit. They don't even care. Like, one of y'all most successful white Americans of this millennium has fallen the fuck off, and y'all ain't even tweeting about it. That let me know. One, how MAGA y'all is at heart. Y'all ain't even with it. But she don't even like men though. Like, you know, like y'all doing something where you don't even care. I care as a black male, and I'm telling you on February 2nd of 2025, I'm like, man, that's messed up what they did to Shayna Baszler. And ain't none of y'all said nothing.
Where's the LGBTQ LGB, because they changed that shit. 47 was like, yo, we the other letters. Nah, it was really? LGB.
Dang. Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey. Right, yeah. Yeah, Trump got that all out of here. My bad. Don't, please. You know what I mean?
I'm just trying to
make a few extra dollars, my man.
We ain't make the rules. Hey, we do have to talk more about Maxine Dupri. Yeah, we got to.
No.
We're not talking about wrestling ability either.
Yeah, no. Hey, listen. Wait. When they were shooting the TikTok, I was like, oh, okay.
All right. Now, we're going to.
I'm going to follow.
We're gonna turn it down the notch a little bit just for this match right here. Street Profits, is they heel or they face? We don't know, but they cost the Motor City Machine Guns the tag team championships. DIY wins, so fuck Johnny Wrestling. But yeah,
of course.
But then the Street Profits beat up DIY. This match could have been on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I like the Motor City Machine Guns getting a look. I fuck with Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley. I always loved them at TNA. But they could have kept this TNA Tag Team Championship on SmackDown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here. Had another match. Somebody else.
Yeah, look, here's the deal. See, and this is why heat checks are important. You should never have a tag match. And especially a title tag match happening after a women's match when none of the men are more over, more popular, or just even not even bigger than the women that are wrestling.
Yeah.
In front of them. Like that was bad. That was bad for them. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's a bad match. It's not a bad match, but
because I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. That this could have kicked off, been in the transitions from hour one to two or two to three. Hey, maybe even, you know, next to the last segment of SmackDown. We didn't need this. Charlotte Flair is literally a bigger human than every all four of those guys. She's more popular. She's won more titles. Hey, but so is Nia Jax. So is Bayley. So is Trish Stratus. Like, there was so much star power in the front of this show. You don't follow it up. That's what happened to pre-show matches?
Yeah,
what happened to pre-show match?
And we could have had something else. The Street Profits doing what they did is the only thing that made me interested in this match. So moving on. Cody Rhodes, Kevin Owens, the ladder match for the WWE Undisputed title. I'll go on the limb and say this was the best world title match I've seen on the Royal Rumble since I think it was like John Cena and Edge. But man, they tried to kill each other in this match.
Yeah, man.
Kevin Owens definitely tried to kill Cody with that little ladder. Like, he tried. That was.
Oh, man.
I said going in that Kevin Owens should win that match.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at him losing that match. Really? Because the end result.
Okay.
I think no matter who it is, Jey Uso, John Cena, Homelander Cody is on the way.
Okay.
When Cody basically told Sami Zayn, hey, I told your mans to leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, that's true.
I did not tell him. Sami, I told him leave me the fuck alone. Look where he at. His ass ain't rolled over yet.
Yeah.
His head bleeding. Fucked him up.
Yeah. Yeah, yo.
Take him to the
midway. That's what he wanted, though.
Like, that's what he wanted. Yeah. That's what he wanted. What was your thoughts on this match? And yeah, Brando, I forgot about Cena Umaga, too. So yeah, best of Cena Umaga. Cena used to own them title matches at the Royal Rumble, too.
Yeah.
Remember that triple threat match with him, Brock Lesnar, and Seth Rollins? Like, yeah, Cena. Yeah.
Wow. I totally forgot about that. Oh, okay. So, all right. So, obviously, man, my pick was Kevin Owens. You know what, man? I'm just going to salute Cody. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to salute Cody. Just when I thought he needed to drop the title because I'm not interested in this at all, last night happens.
He go try to kill a Canadian.
Yeah, you dig? Like, right on time. American Nightmare. Trump back. You know what I'm saying? Tariffs. Ice picking up people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Tariffs is out. Planes is crashing. Yeah. Like, keeping it real. Cody looked like the face of America last night, bruh. He looked like exactly what's happening. He looked like exactly what's happening in the United States right now. So, I'm American, bro. Like, I can't hate that. I can't hate. Yo, this is what's going on outside. We on top, though. So you know, so that I just leave it at that. Hey, look, the Alabama slam on the ladder as the finish was insane. Because don't get me wrong, we've seen some pretty fierce Alabama slam. Shout to Hardcore Holly off the rip. But that might be, to quote JR, one of the damnedest ones I've ever seen. It was so bad that they didn't even sell suspense to close that match. It was just like, yo.
Well, you see Marcus Freeman, the head coach of Notre Dame, was right behind like Pat McAfee. when that Alabama slam hit, Marcus Freeman ass was like.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But this shit was fake.
Bruh.
No.
Like, they didn't sell the suspense. Cody got in there, set up that ladder, walked to the top rung, and just took the belt. So I was like, yeah, because that's done. That is done. Like, golly.
And looking at Kevin Owens, I had said in the Discord that Plus hooked up, I said, man, Cody looking down at Sami Zayn like Drago was looking down on Rocky.
Yes.
When Apollo died.
Yo. And Cody looked at Sami Zayn like, sit your whole cake ass right there with your mans. Sit your whole cake ass right down there. And you look at this. You look at what y'all made me do tonight.
Hey. Now, I'm glad that G-Russ said this. What did I say a couple of weeks ago, Kemp?
Yeah.
Hey. I said that Cody is entering that Hulk Hogan been the heel.
Yeah. Hey, American Nightmare, bro.
Boy, Kevin Owens said, you kicking it with the bad niggas over here. You over here with the wild ones. That's some bullshit. Cody said, nah, 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 nah. Kevin Owens said, I'm fighting because you was over there kicking it with the dude that was whipping my ass. Mm-hmm. Cody was like, nah, 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 nah. That Kevin Owens said that you got to pick and choose, fam. Like, you can't be out here kicking it with the enemy. Because then that's going to make you the enemy. Mm-hmm. They tried to end my career. Cody was like, nah, 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 nah. And look what Cody do to Kevin Owens. He tried to end that man's life.
Yeah. Entire.
Life. And you got a great point, Kemp. Because right after the Royal Rumble, we got tariffs against Canada. And Canada like, yo, we got some tariffs for your own, boy.
Right.
Hey, America, y'all need to stop fucking with him.
Yeah.
He gonna fuck it up for y'all. Who that sound like? Kevin Owens. Yeah. Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, man.
Justin Trudeau right now. Donald Trump right now. You right.
Yeah, man.
Right. Yeah, he wanted this. He wanted this. Nah, nah, nah. Uh-uh. He wanted this, Sammy. Don't pull that. No.
Yeah, bullshit. Right.
This is what he wanted.
Yep.
And I gave it to him.
You know what I mean?
Sit both of y'all Canadian ass down. Oh, Canada, my ass.
Yeah. No facts.
This is the land of the free, home of the brave. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Cody Rhodes, American Nightmare, bitch.
Yeah, man. Hey, and it's hard to not like Cody when he turning up like that.
So
Cody, look, you bought yourself some time. I was coming here to be pissed, but then I saw that. But you know, you just can't. When you see a match like that, from Cody Rhodes, you just can't be mad, man. So I won't be. Yeah. I mean, hey, missed the pick.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well,
last joint of the day, John Cena at the scrum. He said, you know what? I ain't taking no questions. None. I'll let y'all know what it is. I'll just do it in layman's terms because I'm not about to go bring up the transcripts. Hey, yo, I've been coming in here just happy to be here, putting niggas over that don't deserve it, going back and doing my movies and shit, but I just been chilling. And I started to think, you know, what would be best for business? But I was like, no, I don't think I'm in a good place to win this title. But then I lost out of all people, Jey Uso. And all people. And I said, you know what? I think he's a good guy, but fuck all that shit. I'm going to be at Elimination Chamber. I'm not qualifying for shit. I'm going to be there. All you other five motherfuckers, I'll meet you there. I got to go film some shit, but I'm going to be training and all that. And Elimination Chamber in Toronto, I'm beating y'all ass. And I'm going to WrestleMania. And I'm a main event. Your thoughts?
Hey, about damn time. Hey, listen. Hey, people who are lesser have done more, John. So listen here, Jonathan. I'm here for it. Let's get to it. Hey, look, you can bring back the... bring that to all the music. Hey, do it. Do whatever you need to do. Do whatever you need to do. But hey, look, yeah. Hey, listen, it's time for the G Pass to be in full effect. Because, hey, look, we no way we can be okay with The Rock doing it and not okay with John Cena doing it.
Pause. My question now, though, look at where Cody's at. Look at where Cena's at.
Mm-hmm.
But then, let's look at Jey Uso. Then let's look at Gunther.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to be the face and somebody got to be the heel.
Yeah.
Does it make sense for Cody and Cena to go up against each other?
Yes, it does, because Cody's always the legacy family story guy.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, it could, like, the story, because this everybody knows. Hey, look, one thing about a Cody title reign, everybody know his daddy. And everybody respect his daddy, and everybody's supposed to look out for you because of your daddy. Cena might have to be the first one to be like, hey, man, that's cool. Everybody, like, you know, on your dick and all of that. That's cool. But, hey, bro, your pops didn't put me on. I put myself on. And part of that was beating up you and your homies at one point in time. So, look. You know what I'm saying? Look, I was kicking your boss ass. Let's talk about that. And I like the fact that it's like, yo, one thing I'm not going to allow is for the dude that was the young pup when I was running shit out here to beat me again. We're not doing that.
So if it is Cody versus John Cena, who needs to be the heel?
Who needs to be the heel is Cody Rhodes for long-term selling. Oh, my God. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Purposes.
Long-term storyteller.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not mad at Cena being the heel because he frustrated because he losing, like he getting some Gran Torino shit. Because I do agree with Russ. He need to fix his tan. Yo. Yeah. Hey, John Cena is looking like a white guy that just retired and just moved to Florida. So I do need to work on his appearance a little bit. But I do like John Cena feeling like he got to be a heel just so he can get in the swing of things. It's like, yo, like he needs to take kind of the OG perspective of like, yo, man, I'm showing these young boys too much love. They need to know how it was out here when I was running the streets. Like, I kind of want that. But at the same time, I think Cody Rhodes as a heel in 2025 with, you know, Roman being where he is and with main event Jey Uso now being officially the hottest face in the company and with John Cena, a legendary legacy act trying to retire, to me, this is also the perfect storm for Cody to be the heel.
I'm only going to disagree with you for this reason only. I believe that John Cena needs to be the heel because he's been getting his ass whooped this whole time.
Yes.
He's been putting all of these people over and they ain't been doing what they need to do. I think John Cena just needs to say, fuck it. And just go on a tear. And basically say, fuck all of y'all. Because the only reason why I've been doing what I've been doing is to pacify y'all.
Mm.
I think Cena needs to be more Homelander than Cody needs to be. Mm. Cody needs to be the peacemaker. Oh, bruh. We respect your legacy, fam. Like, no, you straight out here. Nah, fam, because y'all playing with my legacy right now. Y'all playing with my legacy. Mm. I said John Cena on that interview with Chris Van Fleet, whatever, had said that, hey, I had the theme ready. I had the outfit ready. I was ready to do it. They said no. Who is they? Vince them. Vince ain't there no more, man. Yeah. Vince ain't there no more. If last night, what we said earlier, if that video with Jonathan Fatu put on his Instagram, if that video makes sense to anything, hey, no, we know we ain't gotta, we know y'all like each other backstage.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's a couple of instances. No, you ain't got to fake the funk to go do a Make-A-Wish. John Cena, you ain't got to do that no more. Undertaker out here calling himself Mark Calloway now. You ain't got to do that no more. John Cena was out there wrestling in Skechers.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
He was out there wrestling in Skechers, my G. That's not my John Cena.
Facts.
That's right. Not my John Cena. That motherfucker could have wore some hard bottom basketball shoes. No, he wore some cross trainers that he could have rolled his ankle in and had the socks all the way up. No, that's not my John Cena. That's not the person. No, we got to change that. There you go, Brando. Mm-hmm. My Cena, yeah. My Cena rocks Reebok pumps.
Yeah. Facts.
Cena was rocking barbecue clothes last night. John Cena looked like he was about to barbecue at the lake.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we need him out of that shit now. No. Yeah. No. If John Cena's not wearing no Mexican Jordans, he ain't my John Cena.
Maybe I was literally about to say, yo, he need the Team J's if he ain't gonna go back to the pumps.
Yeah, he need the Mexican Jordans on, fam. Look, Jorts, it was a boxer out there that was boxing in some Jorts and some Tims last night and won his match.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Stephen Fulton, he had some Jorts on and some Tims. And he won.
We doing a lot to kick off this year, bro. Yeah. We doing a lot.
Yeah. John Cena. If John Cena's not gonna go get him a pair of Mexican Jordans.
Thanks.
And a tighter shirt. A tighter shirt.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. Cena, man. You look like a guy dressed up as you for Halloween, bro.
Right. So it's time, John yeah. Cena. Said that they got the outfit, they got the music ready. No, yeah. At Elimination Chamber,
mm-hmm.
That's who? Wait a minute, new music, new Tritontron, yeah. New look. He ain't out here wrestling in no goddamn Skechers, yeah. Slide ons. New Cena. Oh, he ain't playing for number 17. He getting that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If his ass come out there with a purple You Can't See Me shirt, some Jorts, some You Can't See Me socks, and some Skechers, I'm booing this man. Fuck you and your road to 17. Yeah, you out here dressed like you're about to go barbecue on the lake. Hey, Bob. Putting some ribs on the grill. Yeah, I bring the family over. Talk to you later. Tell Barb. That's how John Cena was dressed last night.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Hey, John, that's what we want, bro. We want to see Cena in rare form to close out the year, bro, because this ain't it. This ain't it. And you know it ain't it. And I respect the ability of John's storytelling. So this ain't over. I'm not even tripping. I like the look on his face when he got eliminated. Like, this young motherfucker. Like, I like the look on his face when he lost. I like it. Shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Hey, listen. I'm here for it. I can't wait to see what's next, to be real. A lot of stories were being told. I'm actually excited for Raw tomorrow, y'all. Like, and that's something I can say, that it's been quite a few Royal Rumbles and the Raw after. You kind of just know what's going to happen. But I'm actually excited for the layers of what is going to happen on Monday Night Raw on Netflix.
Yeah.
Now that the Royal Rumble has ended, and it looked like that. That was a really great Royal Rumble. It really was.
It was, but definitely going to rewatch that. Excited to see what Cena we get at Elimination Chamber. And I'm actually very excited about this road to WrestleMania. Because mm-hmm. I'm very excited to see what they do with Jey Uso. But we'll see what happens. All right, man. Look, we went in with the guarantee, so shit. Let's throw another one out there. What you got for this week?
Man, listen, I usually have some solid guarantees after watching the Royal Rumble, but no man, hey, listen, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I'm about to ride the hive just being super fucking right. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna watch the Rumble again, I'm gonna watch Raw. My guarantee is going to be something to talk about next week, but I literally got to watch the Rumble again, got to see Raw, got to see SmackDown, then I want to talk, because I think for the first time in a long time, though, we got story. We got superstardom. Like, it ain't the classic, oh, let these two go. Like, there's a lot of things going on. A lot of things going on in the night that we didn't see a world champ, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, there were no other titles on the line, and we saw a lot. And we haven't had many of those weeks, days, and PLEs. So, yeah, no, I'm just going to ride. I'm gonna ride my own wave. You know what I'm saying? And I have some fire for y'all next week.
I don't have one either. I'm riding this high, too.
You know what I mean?
Because also, if that triple threat happens.
Yeah, hey, yeah. You call that 90 days ago. So, hey, so listen.
So I'm a bring that back up. My guarantee is that there's going to be a triple threat match at WrestleMania. Roman, CM Punk, Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
The way Seth Rollins did Roman Reigns is like, man, they're going nuts to stuff. Fuck you. Mm-hmm.
And the dope part about that one, too, though, is, like, they just proved that they don't need the belt for that. They don't need the belt for it. Originally, granted, it being for either title would have made it sweet, but I want to see it now just because. So, yeah, I'm with it.
Well, man, end us off, Kemp.
All right. Hey, man, listen. Hey, we appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all, man, checking out this episode.
You know, I watched that shit.
Yeah, sorry, bro. Come on now. Relax, bro. Hey, you know what? I'm going to hop on YouTube before the gig, and maybe I'll check some of that out. You dig what I'm saying? Hey. but, hey, look, man, we appreciate y'all checking out the show today. Man, isn't it great to be a wrestling fan in 2025 or what? You know what I mean? Hey, look, Great PLE. Watch it again. Watch the Royal Rumble again. Salute to Indianapolis. I see a lot of the homies I used to work with or I just associate with out there that was at the Rumble. Salute to everybody that could make it. I am actually officially super disappointed that I did not. But, man, what a time. What a time to watch from the crib and just be a cool-ass wrestling fan again. We thank all of you for your contributions into the community. You know, the likes, the comments, shares, questions, rumor, and you window participating in the live stream on Sunday mornings or even on Thursday evenings. We all greatly and sincerely appreciate it. You guys are what exactly the First Black Champ community is all about. And we sincerely and truly thank you for your contributions in all facets. All right. So remember, if you ever want to talk about wrestling in an unconventional way, you do so by checking out the First Black Champ podcast, Pick, VP, DOC, and we are out. Fuck Johnny Wrestling.
And shouts out to Liv Morgan for helping out Liv right here for that.